This divrei Torah le'ilui nishmat. Natik nisim.
Ben. Rasim.
Rasim. Unfortunately, we have to meet in such situation that we are the family receiving Shiva. Everybody, of course, prefer to meet in wedding and bar mitzvah, not in a Shiva. But the Gemara, 2,000 years ago, the Gemara say, if a Jew has tonight two places to go, one wedding and one a place that the people sit Shiva, to go there, where they have to go, to wedding or to place that people sit Shiva? The Gemara say, where people sit Shiva. Why you have to go there? Nobody likes to go to places like this. The answer is because it wake up the soul of the person to do tshuva, to wake up. Look where we finish. You finish 30, 40, 50, 70, no big difference. People think, live forever. How long you live? 80? It's like this, finished. Up, 80 years, 50 years, it's finished. Person buy, person sell, person run, one day, finished. The problem is not how long you be here or not be here. The problem is where you go when you leave this world. That's why the Torah said, when Aaron HaKohen, the brother of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he died, everybody in Israel cried for 30 days. It says in the Torah, "Vayifku toko bnei Israel 30 yom." 30 days they cry, everybody. Because of this, we have 30 days. We have Shiva, 7 days. Then we have 30. Then we have 1 year. Where all this come from? Why we sit 7 days? Why not 10 days? Why not 3 days? Why 7 days? Why it's 30 days? Why it's 1 year? Why after that it's finished? How do you know? I say finish. The light went off. Amen. Now we'll understand everything. When a person die, whether he was sick, whether somebody shot him, whether he fell from a building, whether he went to sleep and didn't wake up, no matter how he died, as soon as he die, the soul, the neshama, comes out. Right away, goes out. The body fall on the floor. If this is the body, a person got shot, he fell. What happened to the soul? Right away, came out. He's right here. Person looks down, he see the body, he see all the people, he see the street, he see the person that shot him, he see now the police coming, he see everything, but he cannot talk. Because it doesn't have body. Only in a body you can talk. You cannot talk if you don't have body. You can't move anything if you don't have hands. You're not material. The soul come out. The soul is like energy, air. But he see everything. He wants to say to the police, no, this is the guy right there. He cannot talk. He cannot do anything. He can only see his body. He see the body on the floor. He feel very bad. Then he sees the family coming, crying, everybody crying. He sees everything. Then the person goes to, they take the body to the funeral. In the funeral, they put the body in the ground. The person is still around. It didn't go up yet. Still here. He sees all the people in the funeral. He sees all the people that cry. He sees everything. He sees the people that cover the body. Everything he sees. After they cover the body, finish, they close the grave, then he cannot see like before. He can still see a little bit, not like before. How long he can see? 1 year. Up to 1 year. Usually 11 months. How long? Why 11 months? This is how long it takes for the worms in the grave to eat all the body. Once the worms eat all the body, only the bones stay. Then there's no more connection to this world. The soul, after the Shiva, the soul goes up to Shamayim. and have 1 year mishpat, 1 year trial. Everything you did in your life, from the day you born, every word you say, every place you went, every person you talked, everything you see. You see how your baby on the floor, how your mother took care of you, how your father, you make problems for your father, you scream, you go out of the house, you come late at night, you do good thing, you do bad thing, everything you see. They show you everything. 1 year, they show you everything. After that one year, the trial finish, they decide where to send you. They send you to heaven if you're tzaddik. Everything you did good, you learn Torah, you eat kosher, you keep Shabbat, you dress okay, you get married, you have good children, you put them in yeshiva. Everything like God wants, everything is very good for you. If you don't do this, you do not do it. You live like a goy, nothing kosher, no Shabbat, no tefillin, no shul, no rabbi, you don't know it, nothing. Like goy, completely goy. They have very, very big problem. Very, very big problem. Because now they have to decide what to do with you. What do they do now? This is the reason that all the family sit for 7 days. Why? Because the Zohar, the Kabbalah say, first 7 days, the soul goes back from the house to the grave. Back and forth. Soul, back, house, grave. House, grave, 7 days. After 7 days, no more house. Cannot see anybody anymore. No house, no grave. Finished. The soul goes out of this world. After 1 year, the trial is finished. That's why we say Kaddish. Why we say Kaddish for 1 year? Kaddish, it's meaning, we say it gadal v'it kadash meraba. We say the name of Hashem should be very big and famous. Then we say, be'alma dibera kirute, in a world that he made as he wanted. Everybody say, b'chaychon uv'yomechon, and then everybody scream, yamen yesh meraba mevarach. All these four things that we say, 1, 2, 3, 4, we say, amen, 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 right? What's this? Let me tell you the secret. Why when someone die, we don't say other things? Maybe there's many different prayers. Why we have to say Kaddish? The answer is, the Kaddish is the secret of this world. The secret. Hashem made this world and there's a secret here. What's the secret? In this world, you have four categories. You have Hashem. You have the world. You have the people, and you have the purpose of life. Why God put me here? What's the purpose of this world? Why the soul went into the body? I have to live around here. What's going on here? So when we start it gadal v'itkadash meraba, we're speaking about Hashem. So that's the first category. We speak about God. Everybody answer amen. We cut. Now we go to the second thing. What's the second thing? The world. In a world that he made as he wish. Everybody answer amen. We cut now. We go to the third one. Talking about the people. That's the third one. Cut. Everybody answer amen. And what's the fourth one? The reason why God made this world. The reason, the purpose. Ma tachlit ha'chaim, the purpose of life. Everybody scream together. Yehe, Shmei Rabbah, Mevarach, Le'alam, Le'almei, Almaya, Itbarach, V'ishtabach, V'itpa'ar, V'itromam, V'itnase, V'itadar, V'itale, V'italal, the name of Hashem. What's all these words? The purpose of the life of the Jewish person to make all the people in the world love God. This is your job. It's like we say in America, public relation. You have to make everybody love Obama. It's not possible, but you have to try. You understand? So you make everybody try to love Hashem. How you make people love Hashem? How? The answer is, you keep Shabbat. People ask you, the goy, Muhammad come to you and say, excuse me, Moshe, why now you don't touch fire? Every day you do this, now you don't do this. Why? Why you don't write? Why you don't come to work? Why you close your business? You lose business. look, customer come, your business is closed. Why are you doing this? So he said to him, Muhammad, I am a son of God. He gave us the Torah, and he writes in the Torah, you are my children. I took you out of Egypt, Mitzrayim. I took you out. I brought you to Israel. On the way, I gave you the Torah. I made an agreement with you. I shook hands with you. Agreement. You are my children. All of you represent me. Now, when the Goyim ask you, why you don't work in a 7 day? You ask because God made the world in 6 days. But in a 7 day, it did not work. It did not make anything. I am his son. I have to do what my father does. My father eat matzah, I eat matzah. My father don't work on Shabbat, I don't work on Shabbat. My father say Shabbat, I did not make anything. You, the Jewish people, you also don't make anything. You don't make. Why? You like me. You're not like the rest of the Goyim. 7.5 billion Goyim, they can do whatever they want. No problem. You are different. You are my children. What I do, you do. I don't have ego, you don't have ego. I'm generous, you be generous. I'm modest, you be modest. I have mercy on the poor people, you have mercy on the poor people. I'm faithful, you be faithful. You see from me, you have to be like me. Why? If you listen to me, when you die, I'm gonna put you in a place and pay your soul billions of years, forever. Wonderful life you're gonna have. Without the body finished, the soul. If you don't listen to me, God forbid how much suffering you can get. So the reason why we do 1 year Kaddish, to help the person that died from his suffering. We're helping him. Why are we helping him? Because when his parents or his brother or his children, whatever the case is, they come in front of Hashem and they say, dear God, not only they don't get angry at God that took him, they come to the synagogue in front of everybody and say, God is great. God, you know, he made us, he gave us, he's wonderful. And everybody's here. Then they say in his trial, in Bet Din Shel Mala, in a court, in Shamayim, they say, look at this person, look at his parents, look at his brother, look at his son. People see it and say, look. So they say, you have to give him easy. You have to go easy on him. Why? Because Baruch Hashem, he left something good in the world. But if the family is not like that, they don't keep Shabbat, they don't eat kosher, they don't say Kaddish, they don't care anything. They go back business as usual after 2 weeks. Then they say, you see, even your family don't care. Instead of coming to Hashem and say, have mercy on him, please go easy, please have mercy. It's all about mercy. Cannot tell Hashem we are clean. We're not clean. We have a lot of problems in our life. We don't come to Hashem and say, why are you giving me punishment? I don't deserve it. If we say this, Hashem will say, let's see if you deserve it or not. He begins with the list of the problem. He starts today, finish in 1 million years. All the problems that we have. So if you come to Hashem and say, I'm clean, think again. It's not a good strategy. Not good. You come to Hashem, you say, I'm very sorry. I'm not clean. I'm guilty. But I want you to have mercy on me. Please have mercy on me. I'm sorry. I wish I could do things better. That's the right way. If we say, why are you giving me this punishment? It's not fair. When Hashem see how much he did for you, and what did you do in return? You don't know where to hide from the embarrassment. Remember, right now a person can hide his crimes. But when it comes to Shamayim, everything is on a screen. Everything. And everybody see. Oh, everybody. A big bushot, big embarrassment. When a person comes to Olam Haba, if he gets punishment from Hashem, the punishment of Gehenom, the hell, is nothing compared to the embarrassment. Because the embarrassment is very, very painful. It kills you. I'll give you an example. If I come and say to you, what do you prefer to do? I'm gonna take in front of everybody on the street, I say everybody looks at him, and I give you a smack like this in front of everyone, and everyone laughs, looks at you and laughs at you. Or you give me $100 and I leave you alone. What all the people would do, so take $100, get lost, right? Why? Why they don't want to come and stand like this and get in front of them? They don't want to laugh at them or take their pants down. Because it's embarrassing, no? If you come to a person and say, I work for the newspaper, I found out something about you, tomorrow we put it on the newspaper, you're never going to show your face anymore from the bouchot, from the embarrassment. Unless you give us $1 million. You pay me $1 million, I put it in the garbage. I don't give it to the newspaper. And he has $5 million. Would he give me $1 million? Of course he give. He's embarrassed from his children. He's embarrassed from his wife. He's embarrassed from his parents. He's embarrassed for his boss, for his people on the street, from the neighbors. He cannot come out of his home. He said, let me pay that I don't get the embarrassment. Same thing in Olam Haba. The embarrassment is very big punishment, more than Gehenom. When a person stands in front of Hashem and Hashem says to him, look, I put you in this world. I gave you life. I gave you money. I gave you clothes. I gave you food. I made you healthy. I gave you wife. I gave you children. Everything in your life was perfect. You have whatever you want, you have. I made you smart. I made you enjoy. You see, you hear, you talk. Everything beautiful. Everything I gave you, what did you do? You use it against me. I gave you brain, you use it against me. I gave you hands, you use it against me. I gave you legs, you use it against me. I give you food to eat that you don't die. You eat the food, you don't say thank you. Now when you become strong, you go against me. Everything I gave you, instead of say thank you, Hashem, what do you want me to do with that? You took it and you use it against me. You spoke against the rabbi. You spoke against the Torah. You didn't care about Shabbat. You didn't care about tefillin. You didn't care about kosher food because it cost a little bit more. You didn't trust me. I do for you, you do against me. I do for you again, you do against me. How many years? 70 years. Where is a person going to hide? That's why when we come to a place like here tonight, when people see Shiva, this is time to wake up. Not to come and see and feel bad and go home and everything is over. No. You have to stand over here and say, it could have been me. It could have been him. It could have been him. It could be my son. It could be my father. It can be me. You don't need someone to kill you. You can die on your own. You can go to sleep and you don't wake up. You don't need somebody to come. And as soon as the soul come out, the person understand, please God, give me a chance to come back. One more chance. Too late. You missed the train. Please, one more chance you give me. I promise you, I keep Shabbat. I put tefillin, I eat kosher, I learn Torah, I start come to shul. I change my whole life. I don't touch drugs. I'm not doing things. I'm not going to steal anymore. Please, I'm begging you, give me one more chance. I have wife. I have a son. I have my parents crying. Please give me one chance. I'm begging you. I'm just closing a deal. Finally, I'm going to have money. Keep me 2 more years at least. Let me give my money at least to my children. They don't know where my money is. Give me 1 more week. I'm begging you. Hashem says it's too late. Why? The Torah warned you. Wake up before it's going to be too late. The rabbi warned you. The Torah warned you. Your father told you. Your friends told you. You don't listen. Now when it's over, you now listen. The soul goes up. The soul finish 1 year mishpat. Finish. Now Hashem decide what to do with the soul. Sometimes Hashem send the soul back in Gilgul. You know what Gilgul? Reincarnation. He take the soul, send it back. Person born again like a baby. He give him 1 more chance. Different house, different parents, different family. But the same person. He comes in a different body. Sometimes the person doesn't come back in a regular body. He come back autistic, Down syndrome, somebody with brain problem. Sometimes a person come back not as a person, an animal. Can come back like a dog, can come back like a bird, like a snake. Very big suffering for the soul, that they put the soul inside the body of a dog. Very big. Sometimes a person come back in a tree, in the fruit, in plants, things that grow from the ground. Sometimes a person come back in raw material, in a wall, inside water. That's where the soul is. Sometimes the person doesn't come back. Depends. If it's tzaddik, Baba Sali, when he passed away, he doesn't need to come back. It's tzaddik all his life. He goes to heaven, finished. Doesn't have to come back. Finish his test. If he wasn't tzaddik, Hashem sent him to Gehenom. 7 different places. Mador Rishon, Sheni, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Everyone is worse than the one before. Lower and lower and worse until the all the way to the bottom of the land. That's what it's called. Tachtit Haaretz. No, the more crimes the person made, more crimes, lower place in Gehenom. Sometimes a person makes so many crimes, he has to go to the first and then to the second. What does it mean, Gehenom? The same way you clean the gold with fire, the gold and silver, that's how they clean the soul. Every time a person makes sin, avera, stain goes on his soul. You light a cigarette on Shabbat, very big sin. There is one stain on the soul. You stole money, another stain on the soul. You ate something not kosher, another stain on the soul. You marry somebody not Jewish, very big sin. Right away, it goes on your soul. When you die, Hashem takes the soul and puts it in Gehenom, and over there it's like Auschwitz. The person suffers for a long, long time until they clean him from all the sin. Then Hashem takes the soul and put it in heaven. If he made mitzvot, if he also did good thing, if he doesn't have mitzvot, after the cleaning, he sends him back to the world. Start everything from the beginning. You understand what's going on? So we, many of us, did not grow up like Jews. We grew up like Goyim. Somebody born in Kafkaz, somebody in Bukhara, somebody in Iran, somebody in Iraq, somebody in Russia, somebody all over the world. Not everybody born in a place when there's rabbi, Torah, puts you in yeshiva, they teach you Torah. Not everybody. Some Jews do not even know who Moshe Rabbeinu is. Tell him, do you know who Moshe Rabbeinu is? I said, I don't know. He said, do you know who is Avraham Avinu? I don't know. He said, do you know this meat is not kosher? I don't know why it's not clean. I don't know why. Nothing, he doesn't know anything. Somebody like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have mercy on. Why? He knows where he come from. Nobody taught him. So they check if he was a good person. You don't know Torah, I know. I know, you grew up where you grew up. You grew up with the Goyim. Or either you're like Muslim, or you're like Christian, or like communist. Communist. You don't know anything. But why you stole? You know it's not good to take something is not yours. Why you did not help people that need your help? Why you are not a good husband? Why you didn't respect your parents? For this you don't need to be religious. For this you have to be human being. Your father feed you and you hit him. Your mother took care of you and you don't care about her to see her crying all day. People need your help, your brother, your sister, you don't care. You're not going to say, I didn't know, I didn't go to yeshiva. What are you going to say? Hashem is going to say, what does it have to do with yeshiva? It have to be with a human being. Why you kill people? Why you steal from them? Why you give little children drugs to kill them? You don't know it's going to kill his life? So what are you going to say? I didn't know, I wasn't religious? You don't know these things. So I want to tell you something. I brought you here CDs. CD is very good for the car. You listen in a car. All the CDs I brought you, I give you for free. You don't have to pay. All for free. And all the CDs, the more you listen to it, every word of the CD is very big mitzvah from the Torah. Why? God say, when you learn my Torah, it's the biggest mitzvah. Each one of the CD has more than 30 hours of lecture. 30 hours. Each minute on a CD has about 200 words. Each word has about 5 letters. So every minute you listen to the CD, you do 1,000 mitzvot. 1 hour, 60,000 mitzvot. 3 hours, 180,000 mitzvot. 180,000 mitzvot. all these mitzvot go to our brother who is already in the next world. You came here to give him respect, no? Each one of you that came here is because you care about him. If you make few brachot and you say Baruch Ata, Baruch, it's nice. You make one mitzvah, two mitzvot, five mitzvot. It's nothing. You eat a little bit. You go to the cemetery. It's all nice. But if you learn Torah for him, all the Torah you learn, you say, I do it for his neshama, for his soul. You have so many people here, Baruch Hashem. Each one of you would listen to at least one CD, 1, 2, 5 million mitzvot go to his life. All his life, 30 years of his life, he didn't make 5 million mitzvot. A person cannot do so many mitzvot on his own. That's called le'ilui nishmat. Le'ilui in Hebrew means to take the neshama and bring it high. And high, and high. How you bring the neshama high? You do good things for him. You give tzedakah, you learn Torah, you begin to keep Shabbat, you say, I keep Shabbat for his neshama. I want you to know one thing. Don't be upset. I have to tell you the truth. I'm not chas v'shalom. I didn't come here to say, to get anybody upset. I want to help you. If you're not keeping Shabbat, the Kaddish is not helping. The Kaddish can only help when you keep Shabbat. If you don't keep Shabbat, it's 100% a goy. Some, a Jew that does not keep Shabbat, Hashem doesn't consider him Jewish. He's like a goy. So if a goy comes and say Kaddish, it's not going to help. At least the 1 year that you say Kaddish, you keep Shabbat. At least that year, that the Kaddish will help. Because if you don't skip Shabbat, you come every morning to the shul, 7 o'clock, you get up 6 o'clock in the morning, you kill yourself before you go to work, you come to shul, you pray, you say, Gadal, Vitkadash Merabah, but you're not Shomer Shabbat. Now the Kaddish come, and they say to him, look, your father, your brother, your son, whatever, they all say Kaddish, but they're not listening to me. They tell me nice words, but they spit in my face. What do I need their nice word to tell me that I'm great? I want them to listen to me. Why do I care that they say that I'm great? What? It helps me that they kiss the mezuzah? I want my children to listen to me, not to kiss me. A wife doesn't need her husband to kiss her. She needs him to be a good husband, to help her, to take care of her. Yeah, man, I love you very much, and give her a snack. What is this? If a person comes and he says to Hashem, you're great, itgadal v'itgadal shmei rabah, Hashem's going to say, who are you fooling? You're making fun at me? Why are you telling me itgadal v'itgadal shmei rabah? He said, because I love you. Because I feel that my son died or my brother died. I come, I want to help him out. And I know that by talking to you like this, you maybe have mercy on him. So Hashem said to you, to the person, you come to help him out, you get me even more angry. Because now you come, you're not listening to me. You don't eat kosher. You don't keep Shabbat. You don't care about anything. All of you come and give me nice words. Come on. If you don't want to keep Shabbat, it's a very big problem. Every Jew must keep Shabbat. You know, people do not know in the Torah, someone that doesn't keep Shabbat gets a bigger punishment than a murderer. Jews don't know it. If Jews would know it, nobody would not keep Shabbat. Everyone would keep Shabbat. If they say, God say that you not keeping Shabbat, for him you're worse than a murderer. Would you still not keeping Shabbat? Who wants to be a murderer? Do you know someone who wants to be a murderer? Nobody wants to be a murderer. So in the Torah, the punishment of the murderer is less than the punishment of Mechalel Shabbat. Less. And people don't know it. If a Jew kills people, but he keeps Shabbat, he's a Jew. He's not a goy, he's a very bad Jew. He kills people, but he's a Jew. If a Jew doesn't kill anybody, but doesn't keep Shabbat, he's not a Jew. That's what they don't know. People do not know. If they knew it, who would be Mechalel Shabbat? If you still don't want to be Shomer Shabbat, what am I going to do? I'm going to put a gun to your head? I can't. I have to go home. But I tell you one thing. If you want to help him out, your Kaddish won't help him out. Give money to somebody in a yeshiva, somebody that you know is Shomer Shabbat. He learns Torah. Tell him, I give you, I don't know, $100, $200 every month, $300, whatever you can afford. Say Kaddish on my son. Say Kaddish on my brother. Don't say yourself. It's not going to help him. Don't waste your energy. You want to help him, do it right. That's like everything else in life. You want to go into your bank account, you have to put the right password. If you put 10 letters correct, one not correct, you're not going to go to your bank account. You scream over there in the bank, what's going on? It's my money. You have to put the password. I made one mistake, but nine other, it's okay. It's not going to help. Do it right. That's why I brought you CDs. On CD number one, you have 30 hours of lecture. First 4 hours, all Jewish seminar. I also brought you in Russian. If you understand Russian better than English, you have in Russian here. First 4 hours, I prove to you that the Torah that we got is 100% from God. Not from rabbis, not from people, only from God that made the whole world. That's very important to know this. Because after you know the book that you hold in your hand is from Hashem, how can you not listen to him? You have to use your head. I'm going to go against God? It's going to cost me big time later on. That's the first 4 hours. After that, I have a lecture about Shabbat. What does it mean, Shabbat? It's an agreement between me and my children for eternity. For eternity. Veshamru bnei Yisrael et haShabbat, la'asot et haShabbat ledorotam brit olam. The nation of Israel agreed to keep Shabbat, to make Shabbat eternal covenant, eternal, forever. Between me and the nation of Israel, it's a sign forever, forever. A Jew that would not keep Shabbat should be put to death in this world and in the next world, and I'm going to cut his soul from life of eternity. He won't have a share to the world to come. It's written in the Torah. That's why we say in the Kiddush on Shabbat. We say it in the Kiddush. Every Shabbat. What do we hold the wine and say in the Kiddush? Hashem said to the Jews, you want to go against me? Go ahead. Who do you think is going to lose? I'm going to lose. You lose. That's why, Baruch Hashem, I agreed to come here today after 11 o'clock at night. I already had one lecture for almost 3 hours, Coney Island Avenue. But I say, how can I say no? Right? They call me right away. In 1 minute, I say, okay, right? Right away. And I came here because I care about every Jew, especially Jewish people, that their heart is broken in these days. But when the heart is broken, you can listen to the truth. When you feel you're happy, you drink l'chaim, dancing, you know, music. Hard to listen. Because you, Hashem, Hashem, Torah, Shabbat. Now everybody's standing here, look, you're all standing here, it's hard. But you listen and I look in your eyes that you're thinking, I must keep Shabbat. Why? Because you know it's the truth. I tell you one story. One person died. And the father called the rabbi to speak in his eulogy, funeral. The rabbi came, and the person that died was very rich. He was very rich. He had business, he had nice cars. The person that came, the rabbi that came, he started to speak. The name of the person that died, his name was Yossi, Yosale. So the rabbi said, Yosale had beautiful blue eyes. Everybody looks at the rabbi. What is he talking about, blue eyes now? What is it important now? Then the rabbi say, Yosale had a very nice Lexus. He drive very nice, fast. People say, in a funeral, the rabbi came to make fun of the person that died? How can it be such thing? Then the rabbi continue. Every deal he made more than $1 million. He knew always how to trick the government. He married this beautiful Christine, and then he married Jennifer, and then he married this Christine, and the other one. And the people in the funeral say, this rabbi is drunk. What's going on over here? Then the people say, hey, rabbi, why don't you say that he gave money to the hospital? Why don't you say that sometimes he used to come to shul? Why don't you say that he donate money to the yeshiva? What is this nonsense, you say? He married Christine and he had a beautiful boat. Who cares about this? The rabbi continue. The rabbi say he had a motorcycle, beautiful, $20,000. He ride on a motorcycle on Shabbat. People got very angry. They started to throw things at the rabbi. They take tomatoes, they throw. They take eggs, they throw. The rabbi say, okay, I'm leaving. Don't get angry. I'm going. Goodbye. But before I go, I want to ask you one question. Anything I say about Yosale was a lie, or everything I say was true? They're all looking at him. Did he have Christine as his wife? Yeah. Did he have a nice boat? Yeah. Did he go on a motorcycle on Shabbat? Yes. Did he do this? Did he have blue eye? Everything I say, everything was true, right? So why are you getting angry at me? I didn't lie. I'll tell you why you get angry. Because when Yosale was alive, you say, what a beautiful blue eyes he have. What a nice motorcycle he have. What a nice Lexus he have. What a beautiful wife he has. You didn't care she's Goya. You didn't care they drive their motorcycle on Shabbat. You didn't care. You gave him compliments. Now when he die, when I come to give him compliments, you get angry at me. But you all the time used to say the same thing before. So why now you get angry and a month ago you didn't get angry? Because all of you knows that it's all one big lie. All your life is one big lie. Every minute of your life is a lie. You know it. Now, when he finally finished, you don't want people to say the things that he was happy about, because you know it's nonsense. That's why you say that he gave money to the yeshiva. Say he gave money to the hospital. Why you care about these things? When he was alive, you didn't care about this. Now, when he left the world, all of a sudden, every one of you became religious. Why? Because you understand the truth. I came here tonight to tell you, don't become religious after. Become religious today. Why? Because Hashem put you here for you to keep Shabbat. He put you here to keep kasher. You understand? Get ready with the sidur for the Kaddish. I'm finishing. No, I have to finish, and then I want anyone who has to say Kaddish, because Kaddish after the Divrei Torah is the most important Kaddish. All these things that people do is why? Because they know the truth, but the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, doesn't let. So Be'ezrat Hashem, I'm going to give you the CDs right here, English, Russian, DVD, CD for the car, CD for the car. As soon as you go down, you put it in your car. Don't take it out. No more news, no more music, no more sport until you finish all the CD. Listen to every word. It's the word of Hashem. I didn't make it up. It's all from the Torah, word by word, everything from the Torah. What you're going to hear in this CD, in 10 years in school you won't learn. 10 years. Everything in one CD, 30 hours. All the proofs, what's going to happen after life, what does it mean Shabbat, all the things that you need as a Jew to be successful, everything. Everything in a CD, marriage, modesty, mikveh, taharat mishpacha, children, everything that you need to know you have in one CD. Listen carefully, it's going to change your whole life. Goyim listen to it, they change. Goyim, without Torah, without Jewish neshama. Goyim listen to it, they say, Rabbi, can you help me to be a Jew? Help me to get converted. Please, I'm begging you. No matter how much it costs, I come. Just tell me, okay, please, okay. I'll show you how many emails like this I get. We, Baruch Hashem, Jews, we're not going to care about Hashem. Muhammad, the murderer from the Hamas, every day, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. And we, that Hashem made us, every one of us, a diamond, we're not going to care. The murderer is going to listen to Hashem, and he's going to care about Hashem, and he's going to tell his wife to dress modest, and our wife will walk naked on the street. How can it be such a thing? How a Jew will let his wife go like this to a wedding when she doesn't get dressed, and Muhammad, if Fatima will dress like this, I don't want to tell you what's going to happen to her. Why the murderer will be better than us? That's the question we have to ask. How can it be such a thing? They chop people's heads. They kill children. They kill old people. They're just as bad as the Nazis. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, all same garbage. You tell him, I want your wife to dress like the wives over here in Ocean Parkway. He's going to say, you crazy? If you tell it to me one more time, I'll kill you also. How can it be? What happened to us? Your grandmother in Russia over there, in the Kafkaz or in Bukhara or whatever it was, if you give her $1 million cash to dress like your wife dressed sometimes or your daughter, you give your grandmother $1 million cash. 1 hour walk like this on the street. $1 million. I buy you 5 homes for all your children. 1 hour walk like this in the street, everything open. The legs are outside. The hands are outside. $1 million for 1 hour. She will begin to cry that her son offered her such a thing. And normally crazy. People run after all these not modest women. Why you run after her? Because she doesn't get dressed. If she'll be your wife, your life will be miserable. You don't understand? Ask him, do you want your sister also to get dressed like her? You're crazy, I'll kill her if she dressed like that. So why you run after her? You know it's not right. You don't want your sister to dress like that. Why you run? One guy told me, I spoke in his house, I spoke about how women have to get dressed according to the Torah. So I told him, how are you not afraid to let your wife sit with bathing suit on the beach? That 1 million men look at her all day. How can you go to sleep at night? What normal man wants everybody who walks on the beach to look at his wife naked? What normal person? So he said to me, no, 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 don't exaggerate. This is the beach. Everyone is like that. So I said to him, let me ask you a question. If your wife will make you a party and she bring the cake with the candles and she dress like this, bathing suit, in the middle of your living room, in a house, she come in front of all the guests like this and bring the cake, what would you do? He told me like this, I will grab her and throw her from the window to the street. That's what he answered. I said to him, I don't understand. If she wear a bathing suit over here, you say, very nice, mitzvah. If she wear it over here across the street, I'm gonna throw her out of the window. What change? What change? She's naked here, she's naked here in front of people. What difference does it make? I tell you what changed. You became a robot. You don't use your head anymore. That's what people tell you? Okay. What do you mean okay? Just because 1 million stupid people do it, you're gonna do the same thing? So I'm telling you, please listen to what I say. You're not gonna lose, I promise you. Once you begin to keep Shabbat, you come Friday night before it becomes dark, you take shower, you prepare the challah and the wine on the table with your wife and children, you take your children to the shul, you come with your nice suit, you meet all the people of the shul, you come, you listen, you sing, even if you don't know how to pray, you listen, it's also a big mitzvah. You can pray in Russian, you can pray in English, you can pray in Hebrew, you can pray any language you want, but you come. Then you make a big meal, you come home, you drink a little bit, you eat good, you bring friends, you sing, you enjoy, Baruch Hashem, you enjoy. No phone all the time, television, computer, pressure, nothing. Relax, relax, let the heart breathe. Tomorrow morning you get up, you come to shul, you listen again, you hear the Torah, they read in the Torah, it helps your neshama. The rabbi give a speech, you come home, you eat again, then you learn a little bit, you read, then you go to sleep. Beautiful, wow. And for that, Hashem will give you big reward in Olam Haba, and also in this world. Nobody ever lost from becoming Shomer Shabbat. As soon as you become Shomer Shabbat, after maximum 3 months, maximum, sometimes it's after 2 weeks, depend on a person. Maximum 3 months, 12 Shabbat, you become addicted to Shabbat, you can never ever stop keeping Shabbat. All week you wait for Shabbat. How do I know? All my people, my Baalei Tshuva, told me the same thing. All week I'm waiting for Shabbat. All week, oh, wow, another day Shabbat. Tomorrow Shabbat, like Mashiach is coming. Why? The Neshama enjoy. It's a special day between Hashem and us. All the time, television, business, money. So some people say, Rabbi, I would love to be Shomer Shabbat, but I'm a barber. I work on Shabbat. Oh, I have a store in 47th Street in Manhattan. Shabbat is a very busy day. So I tell them, so what's the problem? Close the business. So I lose a lot of money. I say, nobody lose money from listening to Hashem. You only lose money when you don't listen to Hashem. When you listen to Hashem, Hashem is going to pay you bad. Your son give his life for you. You're going to hit him. When you're going to give him a smack? When he does the opposite of what you tell him. Not when he kiss your hand and everything he runs to do for you. Your son wants to go out. You tell him, my son, I want you to stay home. Yes, Abba, no problem. You call your friend, I'm not coming. Hey, what? My father doesn't want. I respect my father. Your father would love you for that or will hate you for that? Would love you, right? Hashem is waiting for you 20, 30, 40 years to keep Shabbat. Now you say, I close the business. I don't anymore open the store on Shabbat. I don't go to cut hair. I don't care. I trust Hashem to give me food. He give food for the dog. He give food for the Hamas. He give food to Iran. He'll give me food also for listening to him. I'm not worried. I have to trust Hashem. So what happened now? Now when you give up, you close your business, you say, Hashem, you see Hashem? I'm giving up $2,000 today. I don't care. I just want to listen to you. Now what do you think after a year or two going to happen? You're going to make more money or less money? Check for all the people that became Shomer Shabbat. If you find one that after 2 years and on, 4, 5, 10 years, tell you, I lost money from being Shomer Shabbat, I give you whatever you want. There's no such thing. Everybody later found better job and business came from different place. Why? Because in the beginning, Hashem will give you a test. You see, maybe you lose money a little bit to see how strong you are. But after you begin, nobody will ever have to convince you. You sit, you read, you rest. Baruch Hashem, only 24 hours. What's the big deal? But you keep Shabbat 100%. You keep Shabbat, it will change all your life. Shabbat is Mekor HaBracha. It's the source of all the blessing in life. Your children will see Shulchan Shabbat. Children that grew up in a house that the family keep Shabbat is not the same that children that didn't keep Shabbat in a family. They don't have nothing. The family never sits together. Shabbat is like a holiday. Shabbat, look at the Goyim. They have one or two holidays a year. How excited. 1 month before, they back lights, they buy gifts, they take a flight to go all over the United States with a plane for one meal to eat turkey. We have it every week. Every week we have it. But the problem is we give it up. I want to finish Bezrat Hashem. Bezrat Hashem, next time we meet, we'll be in Smachot, Bezrat Hashem. Amen. But take advantage of the situation right now to become Baalei Tshuva. You don't have any idea how important it is. When you become Baalei Tshuva and you stop making sin and say, Hashem, forgive me, I'm sorry, please. You begin to listen to Torah every day, every day, every day. It will change you. You're not as angry. You become better. You love people more. A lot of things in your life will change. You'll be a better father, better husband, everything, better son. Your life will change completely. You have peace of mind. You not worry all the time. You'll be very happy. But the main thing is in the next world, that Hashem will put you in heaven and the soul. All the pleasure of all the people in the world from the day Hashem made the world until the end will not be like 1 hour of a Jew in Olam Haba, in the next world. That's what the Torah promised. So you want to lose it? For what? For driving the car to the store? For what do you want to lose it? For watching stupid game on the television? For that you're going to lose everything? You will never forgive yourself. So why I don't have a share to the world to come? Because you didn't keep Shabbat. You're like a goy. You cannot go where your grandfather is. You can't. But why? I'm not a bad person. You're not a bad person, but you were bad to me. You're nice to your neighbor, you're nice to your friend, but you're bad to me. Everything I ask you to do, you never listen to me. Please don't make yourself come to this situation, please. because by then it will be too late. Now you're young, all of you young, Baruch Hashem. Believe me, I promise you, if you come to me in 3 months, after you start keeping Shabbat and mitzvot and kasher and every tefillin and all that, and you tell me that your life is not million times better, don't spit in my face. You're going to come, each one of you say, you know what, the best thing I ever did is listen to your advice. Not my advice, it's the advice of Hashem in the Torah. I only tell you what the Torah say, and I'm sure half of what I say you already know. But maybe nobody give you smack to wake up. Why? Most of the rabbis, unfortunately, they're afraid to talk about the punishment. They don't want to make people angry or upset. But they make a big mistake, because if you love the people, you tell them what's going to be their end. If you don't love them, you don't tell them. You don't care. It's their problem, not mine. If you love your son, you don't let him touch drugs. When you hear that he is going to somebody that sells drugs, what are you going to do? You get in your car, you drive there, you begin to scream, and you make big, and you call the police if you have to. Why? Because you love him, not because you want him to suffer. Better he go to jail today for 48 hours, then 1 year from now he will come with needles, with heroin, and his life is finished. Can't get married, cannot be a father, cannot work, cannot do anything in his life. How many years you going to suffer that you didn't stop your son when it was easy to stop him? Someone that loves every Jew and he knows what they do will bring them to destruction. How can he sleep at night? I don't understand. As long as they give a nice check to the shul. That's what you want in life, checks for the shul. You must tell the people the truth. If one or two of them will get angry and scream, it's not my problem. I did what I had to do. You don't want to listen, it's your problem, not mine. At least when I come in front of Hashem, he's not going to tell me, you murder that Jew. Why I murder him, Hashem? He was sitting next to you and you did not tell him about him not Shomer Shabbat. He was about to marry the Goya and you didn't say anything. He's every day eating not kosher, you never say anything. He doesn't have tefillin, you did not help him to have tefillin. So I'm telling you right now, any one of you that doesn't have tefillin, if you cannot afford to buy tefillin, I will give you a pair of tefillin for free. You don't have to worry. If you can pay a few $100, I get you the best tefillin, the Rolls Royce of the tefillin. Less than half the price from the stores. Beautiful tefillin, black on both sides, no glue, no artificial, everything natural, the best so far, few $100, much cheap. It takes a year to make it, a year, handmade, a year. If you make a bracelet 1 year, you will charge $100,000 for it. You get tefillin for under $800 today, the best pair, you know? But in a store, it will cost you $1,600. But you don't need to go to the store. You come to me, I'll get it to you half a price. You cannot pay the cheaper tefillin, $600, $500. It's still good. You cannot afford, I will get you the tefillin for free. It doesn't pay to lose a person because of a few $100. At least you put every day, you say Shema Israel, you connect to Hashem. Here, it's recorded. I'm not going to change my words. You come to me right now after, you write my telephone number, or you can send me email, rabbimizrahi@gmail.com. I cannot afford to pay tefillin. My address is such and such. In a few days, you have tefillin in your home. You understand? You don't have excuses. Shabbat, it's for free. You don't have to pay money to keep Shabbat. Tefillin, you can get for free. What else do you want? What reason you have not to listen to Hashem? Now it's Leil HaSeder Friday night. Start. It's one of the most important nights of the year. Shabbat and Pesach. It's Yat Mitzrayim and Shabbat that we made agreement with Hashem. Falling on this Shabbat. This Friday, each one of you keep Shabbat. If you work, stop. Tell them I'm not coming Shabbat. Come with your family. Do Leil HaSeder. No fire, no television. Respect in a meal. Speaking about the Torah from the Agadah. The story of Yitziat Mitzrayim. This is a Jew. We are not goyim. You want to be goyim, Hashem will tell you, you're full. 7.5 billion goyim I already have, up to here. But I only have 13 million Jews in the world. I didn't put you here to be them. I put you here to be the prince. Prince does not change with the shoeshine. Prince is prince. You are my son, and she's my daughter. I didn't put you here to dance on a club on Friday night in Manhattan, or to jump like a monkey. No, that's not what I put you here. You came from the family of Moshe Rabbeinu. I spoke to Moshe. You came from the family of Avraham Avinu. You came from the family of Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rambam. What is this? You want to be like Tony and Vinny and Muhammad and Chris? This is what you want to be? You see the goyim, how they go like this, they put big statue, they go like this, they kiss the stone, they kiss. All kinds of stupid things. The Arabs willing to die for Hashem. They think that Hashem wants them to kill Jews. They brainwash them in a mask. They use them. They know they don't think. They take all these young people, they brainwash them. But they're willing to die to do. They think this is what Hashem wants. But they're willing to die for it. Why we're not willing to die for Hashem? Why we're not willing to die for Shabbat? Why we're not willing to die to get tefillin and to eat kosher? Why? They are better than us, these murderers. So I want everyone here to wake up. Don't let me go now home and in 1 hour you forget everything. First thing that keep you very, very on track is this CD. It will change the life of everyone here. This CD. You have here, right here, you have family purity. You have all the laws of tshuva. How to do tshuva for all the sins. Everything. CD number one. You want it in Hebrew? I have it also in Hebrew. And you have over here, Russian DVD. Russian DVD. 4 hour seminar, teach you everything you need to know as a Jew. You have it in English, you have it in Russian. Baruch Hashem, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to say Kaddish now. And then after that, you take the CD. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Israel. Lefichach hirba lahem Torah mitzvot sheneimar, Adonai chafetz, leman tzidko yagdil, Torah ve'yadir. Kaddish.